This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Moshe Rabbeinu gives Musar to Klal Yisrael. Eila advarim asher diber Moshe al kol Yisrael. Rashi lefishe divrei techachos, the parash of Dvarim is strong Musar. It's interesting that the Musar that's given by Moshe Rabbeinu, if you dwell into some of the details in some of the psukim, you'll realize that the Musar wasn't only for that day. The Musar actually was bringing out the Sharashim, the roots of many of the problems in the future generations, including the Churban Abayis. It's all within the Psukim. If you look carefully, you'll notice that Moshe Rabbeinu was already predicting in the Teichache that these Averis are not just from the time of the Midbar. These are not just at that juncture, but things that will cause Churban eventually to Klal Yisrael. There's a minhag, and when you read Pasuk Yud Beis by Sheni Echo Eso Levadi Torchachem Umasachem Rivchem Echo, the word Echo. We know that the word Echo is also used to lament the Churban Abayis. Echo, Megillas Echo. Is there a connection to Echo, Esel, Levadi, Torchachem, Umasachem, V'rivchem? Ashkenaz has a minig that when they read this pasuk, they read it in the nusach and the nigun of Echo. Echo, Esel, Levadi, Torchachem, Umasachem, V'rivchem. How did this get into Echo? You're right. It's the same word. The word Echo. How is it connected to Echo, Megillah, Churban? So if you look at Chazal, it actually is already pointed out in the Chazal that this pasuk is connected. The Medrash in Echo and Agdama says that three use the word Echo. Moshe Rabbeinu used the word Echo. Yeshaya used the word Echo. And then Yirmiyah, we know, used the word Echa, Echa Yashua Vodod. And each was lamenting in a different juncture of Klal Yisrael, in a different stage of Klal Yisrael's fruition. Meish Rabbeinu saw Klal Yisrael b'sifarto, in its beauty. Klal Yisrael is beginning now, the start of an illustrious illustrious beginning to a big future. Yeshaya saw it b'chuzusa, which means when it was starting to in Yiddish vakelenzach, it was starting to deteriorate. Yirmiyah saw it b'nivlusa, and each one said Echa. So you see already Chazal connected the Echa in this pasuk to the Echa Haisa Lezayna, to the Echa Yashva Vadad Ha'ir Abasiyam. What's the connection? Rabbi Yisrael Salanter explains that actually Chazal are telling us that the problems began already here. Whatever brought out the Churban is already in this pasuk. And Moshe Rabbeinu with his teichache foresaw that there's going to be one day a big problem. The Echa Yashva Vodad was pre-prophesized. Here, Echa Esa Levadi, there's going to be an Echa Yashva Vodad. He brings an example as a fruit. You know how a fruit rots? It doesn't turn rotten in 1 minute. One part becomes a little bit, and it rots more and more, till it rots, till you find the complete rot. Moshe Rabbeinu zooms in on the fruit and he sees Eicha. Here it is. This is B'tifarta. He was able to detect it. And Klal Yisrael was Berum Amayla. It was in the Midbar. It was with Ashra Sashchina, with the Mishkan, on its way to Eretz Yisrael after Matan Torah. B'tifarta. He was able to notice, there's going to be an Eicha. Where? Why? What? Was that caused this Nevu Eicha? And the answer is Tarchachem, Mas'achem, Verivchem. You know, Rabbi Yisai, I've mentioned to you many times that the inyan of the Tanesim, the fact that we fast, and as well I proved to you the Avelus is also part of this. And we keep 3 weeks or 9 days of Avelus is all to remind us, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Tainius Perik Hei Halacha Aleph, to remind us that our Averis today are no different than the Averis of the past. That these Averis, the same ones, what we do today and they did then, caused the Churban and our Tzaris today. So we don't only think about what they did. We have to think about what we do. So first Rambam. That's just like what they did that caused them the Churban, and it continuously causes us to not have a Beis HaMikdash and have Tzaris. So here, according to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, we're beginning to see what it is that was the bad Maisim from the root. Chazal are full by telling us what were the Averis of the time of the Churban. But here we have a Pasuk, a Rashi, and a Rabbi Yisrael Salanter who explains to us that the root of it all began in the Midbar. The root of all Eichas begins here in the Midbar, and that is Tarchachem, Masachem, Verivchem. What should we take out from this and try to see that we might be doing the same thing? What is it? So let's read Rashi. Tarchachem, Lamecho Yisrael Tarchanim. They were difficult. When he sees somebody winning, he would say, Yeshli Eidim Lahavi. I have more proof, which means nobody gave in when it came to right and wrong. They brought rayas. Doesn't say that they cheated or lied. No, more rayas and more rayas. Moisavani Aleichem Dayanim. Dishonesty. Now, is it something which is out in the open? No. I have the right. I have the right to be Moisav Eidim. I have the right to bring more Dayanim. I'm not doing anything wrong. So why is it so bad? And the answer is, at some point, you can't give in to the truth. And you cover it over with, I have proof, and I have Dayanim. Why can't you be honest? Why can't you be honest with within yourself the truth? He won. He's right. But you can't be honest, and you can't admit, you can't give it in, you can't give in. You know, there's a very famous Beis Halevi that questions, how come when a Rav paskins on a chicken or even a cow, it could be a big hefsek, it could be a loss of a lot of money. The person who came to ask the Shah accepts the psak of the Rav. Not kosher. He throws it out. It's not kosher. The Rav said it's not kosher. It could be a lot of money involved. When two people have a din Torah, it could be over $20. The Rav paskins, he's right and you're wrong. That guy will start cursing the Rav. What are you talking about? It's not true. It's only $20. The same person the week before was ready to throw a whole cow in the garbage because the Rav paskins that it's also. What's the difference? And the answer is, yeah, issa v'heter. But to say that the other person is right, that he can't say. Yeah. When it comes to Isurim, okay, a Yid is maskil. It might be a lot more money for him, the Isur, to say that it's Usur and throw it out. But when he has to say on the $20 that the other guy won and he looked, that's no good. And what happens? We cover it over. No, I mean it l'shem shemayim. I mean it for the truth. And deep down, it's the farthest thing from the truth. Let's learn the next Rashi. Masachem, melami choy apikarsim. Apikarsim, why? Hikti Moshe Latzeis. Moshe went out. Amru Marah ben Amram Latzeis. Why is Ben Amram going out so early? So first of all, it's interesting. He doesn't have a name. His name is not Ramesha Rabbeinu. Ben Amram, yeah.
Zuzul.
It's a zilzul. You hear you talk? Say, Marom, Moshe Rabbeinu. No, Ben Amram, yeah. Shem Eina Shafir said, say, maybe there's no Shalom Bayis. That's why he's leaving early. Ichalat says, what happens if he came late? He would leave late. Amru, they would say the opposite. Ma ro ben amru shaloi latzeis. Ma atem soivim, what do you think? Yoishiv, yoitz aleichem etzis royis. He must be sitting thinking bad things about you. V'chayishiv aleichem avshavis. Which means whatever Moshe did, he couldn't win. Couldn't win. You know, it's called apikarsis. Why is it apikarsis? Shahoyu apikarsis. L'chayre, it should be cool. Shahayu, Echveis, they were Tarchanim. Like the Pasuk says, they were Chutzpen Yakif. They were Azpanim. Why do we call them Apikursim? And the truth is we could say, halachically, Meishan Abeinu was the Av HaNagiyim. And anyone who is Makrish in the Yud Gimel, the Animamins, one of the Animamins is Meishan Abeinu, is Av HaNagiyim. So maybe that's why you're not apikaris. Maybe that's all Rashi means. Shahoy apikarsim, because they undermined Moshe Rabbeinu. But they didn't say anything about his nevuah, really. They didn't say, did they say that he's not a Navi, he's not Moshe Rabbeinu? And you know what the Teretz is, Rabbi Yisrael? They were apikarsim from root. You see, every big Aveira is rooted and a lack of derech eretz. Every big aveir is rooted in a lack of bein adam l'chaver, right? And a bein adam l'rabbi. There's a root where there's a breakdown in kavod ha-teira, kavod ha-brius, kavod chaverim. It starts with that shayrish raw. That's where the shayrish is. But you know what it brings, Lamaisa? That you're not Pikaris. At the end of the day is, you're not Pikaris. And at the end of the day is, the result will be Echa! Esa Levadi, Chorban Abayis. I'm going to repeat it. I think it's a big aside. Dike, analyze. Every big Aveira starts with a bad midah, binom l'chaveri. Kairach was an apikairis at the end. The Brisker Rav tells us this. The Kairach said there was no Torah min Hashemayim and there was no Moshe Rabbeinu, it was not the Navi. Where did it start? It started from a bad midah. Machlokes, gaiva. It starts, the shayrish of it is a bad midah. The result is apikairis. Echo esolavadi torchachem, umasachem verivchem. You're fighting. Yeah. You're fighting. Shall you like them? There's something wrong when you come and you fight. When you come and have lack of derech eretz with Talmid Chachamim. When you have fighting over a penny just to win. The shoyrish is this. The result is echo. And I'll tell you where I got this yisoid from. Later on, Moshe Rabbeinu gives Musa to Klal Yisrael for the Meraglim. Says the Pasuk, Hatikun v'lai kulchem. V'atikir alai kulchem. Oh, Shlishi. V'atikir alai kulchem. V'atimru, and you said, Nishlecha noshim lefaneinu. Send them a raglan. Says Rashi, what does it mean, v'atikir alai kulchem? You all came to close to me, but what's in the gap? Let me just say, you came to me. Batikrun elai kulchem. Says Rashi, Be'arvuvya.
Arvuvya.
You came in Agansa, where is a tumul. You made a tumul. Arvuvya is tumul. Agansa fatumul. And what is it? Mixed. And Rashi says, notice by Matan Torah wasn't like that. By Matan Torah, it was the Skenim, and then afterwards it was the younger. They came in order. Rashechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem. That was good. But here, it wasn't Yeladim Echam and Saskenim. Farkert. Barvuvia, Yeladim Deichem and Saskenim. Uskenim Deichem and Sarashim. Yeah. Can I ask you a question? When somebody gives a person Musa for a very serious crime, yeah. Do you have to throw on him also? By the way, he double parked in front of the courthouse. Yeah. If you had a judge that's being ma'ashim somebody for a big chet, you murdered somebody, yeah. And by the way, you double parked in front of the courthouse. It's irrelevant, right? The main nekuda is the chet, the chum, the chaim rachet, the strict thing that he did. If he's giving Musar for the Miraglin, why does he have to mention Barvuvia, Vatikervun, that you came in a tumult, what's it, Negeya? Rabbi Yitzalemi Valojin, the way he speaks at the Kasha so eloquently, he says, Mara, why did Moshe Rabbeinu find it the proper forum to give them Musar al Davar Kal? It's a study, it's a side point. When he's discussing with them the main problem that they did, the Meraglim, the Meraglim was Bechila Davis. You know what the Meraglim, the Chet, the destruction, the consequence. So why bring up this? It's a side, it's almost irrelevant in the real story. So in Kelim, they had a Mahalach. And Chassidus also speaks a lot about this in
Kelim?
Kelim, yeah. The Alta from Kelim. Yeah. That Irvuvia. Irvuvia means fatumult. When a person is not miyushav, he's not badas, he's not in the frame of mind, the worst averis could come. Mivulbal. Arvuvia is a sign of Mivulbal. And when a person is Mivulbal, you know, a person can't learn, he can't daven, he could do the worst averis. The Miraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, you know where it started? Arvuvia. The fact that the Olam was Mivulbal, that the Olam was in Gansan, Shaloi Miyushav, Shaloi Bidas. Therefore, it came the Inyan of the Miraglim. I've told you many times that Bali Musar speak, but if you want to know where a Bocher is holding in Torah and in Yerushalayim, check his drawers. They say over that there was a father who came to see how his son's doing. So the Alta from Navardik or from Kelim, one of the Bali Musar says, come with me. Let's look. He brings into his room, and then he brings him over to the drawer. And he opens up the drawer and he sees that it was Mesudar. It was everything. He's okay. He's doing well. Seder in the machshav, in the mind, means he's doing what he has to be doing. When it's Irvuvia, when a person is not miyushav, he could do the worst averis. So therefore, Meshur Abenu felt important to stress Moshe Rabbeinu felt that it was important to bring out that there was an Irvuvia that brought about miracle, because that was the Sheirish of the miracle. Irvuvia. Einam Yusuf. And the Chassidus, there's a lot of Torah about this. The first thing is Das. Deya Bina Mahaskel Chach Mavina Vadas Das. A person has to be in the right frame of mind. Because if not, he's Einam Yusuf. And Einam Yusuf means Einam Ina Yusuf. He could do who knows what. Rabbi Yitzchak Mivalozhin himself gives a different teretz. And he says that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu stressed the Vatikin of Alai Kulchem, that it was Barvuvia, because otherwise Klal Yisroel could come and say, what are you screaming at us? We didn't do the miraculum. The miraculum did the miraculum. I did the miraculum. What did I do? I sent miraculum. I figured they're Erlich people. They came back. They did what they did. So why are you blaming us? What did we do? And the Teretz is Barvuvia. The way you came, Birvuvia, you should have realized that nothing good is going to come out of it. Why? The lack of derech eretz, the younger push, this is not healthy. There's something wrong. And if there's something wrong, nothing good could come from it. To give you an example, they say over in Brisk, that Reb Chaim Briske was once attending as a Yoshev Rosh of a big Asifas Rabbanim. And they were discussing different things. And one person came to the meeting who was really not welcome. He's not welcome at the meeting because he was a troublemaker. So Reb Chaim said, we must remove this person from the meeting because the meeting can't continue with him. The person left. Then they wanted to continue the meeting. Reb Chaim said, we have to stop the whole meeting. Why? Anything for Yiddishkeit, in order for it to have success, it had to be start on the right foot. If it means to embarrass another Jew, which maybe we had to do, but if that's what happened, that's the wrong foot. And something that starts on the wrong foot cannot be nois peiris, can't be anything good that comes out from it. This is more or less what Rabbi Yitzchak Mivalozhin is saying. You came bar vuvia, the youngest were pushing the elders, there was no derech eretz. You should understand that nothing good came from it, so don't come and plead now, insanity, so to speak. I didn't know, plead the fifth. Now, what do I know? You should have known. You should have realized that the miraglim was no good from the beginning. It started on the wrong foot. It started with ketanim, it's wrong. When it's lack of derech eretz, when there's no derech eretz, nothing good can come from it. Yaakov has a different pshat. And he says, it's not the Irvuvia like we understood, that they became completely disoriented, right? With Bilbo. Panic. The Irvuvia was a sign of panic. Panic means you don't have emuna. You know when someone panics? When he doesn't feel that the Eibush is protected. You start to panic. What do? I lose myself. So it wasn't the loss of themselves, like in Kelim they say that Irvuvia, but it was the lack of emuna that you showed by coming Irvuvia. And when there's a lack of emuna, the mela, nothing will come from it. A person makes decisions based on a lack of emuna, he's making the wrong decisions. Which is a lesson in life, Rabbi Yisai. The lesson from the Alta from Kelim is a tremendous lesson. That if a person is bilbul, he goes through life, his daily activity. Some people can have rough nisyonis. You have to be miyoshif. A person should always be in the right frame of mind. Because if not, big mistakes come. The second lesson is that from Rabbi Yitzchak, that wherever there's a lack of derech eretz, for example, how many times in a shul or in a yeshiva, right? We want to do something. We want to put something that it should be l'tovas hatzibur. Make sure you're not hurting anybody in the process. Because if it is, you never know. It might not work out because of it. It doesn't. Nothing good ever came from a lack of hurt of their cheretz or being on the chaver or hurting somebody. And the lesson of Rabbi Yankiv is also great. And that is that when a person goes through life and he finds himself in a situation where he lacks the proper emunah, he can make big mistakes in business and in life and in family. Emunah is the foundation that anyone who makes decisions must be founded and grounded on the yisoid of emunah. If not, look what Meraglim brought. The altar from Slabodka. Let's have a different pshat. But taken of a like kulchem, lack of derech eretz. The lack of derech eretz was the shirish for the direct miracle. Not the pshat that you should have known from the lack of derech eretz that the miraglim will be a problem. Fakir, the lack of derech eretz caused the miracle. The fact that the elders were pushed aside by the youngers, and I want to point this out, Rabbi Yisai. You know, there's two ways to push an elder aside. It can be a physical. You're waiting online, you push, right? Huh? You push. That's a physical pushing away. Maybe they pushed away the elders physically. Instead of waiting online, the Seder, you know, they say over. I heard this from Isaiah, that's printed in a few of the Sfarim, that the Altar for Slabodka, of course, was very makbid on the union of Derech Eretz and Kavod Abrius. That was the theme of the Musar of Slabodka. That he, when he'd say a shmuz, the Bachrim would come and bring the chairs close up to the table where the Altar was giving the shmuz. I guess it was about to hear better, it was to get closer to. The Altar sits down and the Olam starts pushing the chairs, and one guy pushed another guy a little bit to squeeze his way in. The Altar said, no shmuz. Over. He picked himself up and he left. You push another guy. Where's your Kavod Abrius? Where's your Kavod Abrius? What's wrong with you? Yeah. So could be Daichva means that they literally pushed him away. They pushed, they shoved. What Deichvin might mean that they didn't pay attention to the elders. Maybe the elders were saying, listen, let's go slowly, let's do it like this, let's... No! Deichvin with the hand! Ah, what's he talking about? It's another way of being Deichiv. You can be physically Deichiv, or you can be Deichiv by ignoring the Skenim. Yeah? Ignoring the Skenim. The Miraglim, and this is what I believe is what the Altar means. I'd like to explain what the Altar means. You know, the Miraglim themselves erred in this inyan. The Rabbeinu Shloim told them it's good. Meish Rabbeinu tells them it's good. Compared to Meish Rabbeinu, who are you? What are you? You're a cotton compared to the Skenim, right? The lack of bitl, the lack of subordinate, the lack of their cheretz for the skeinim, is ha-gufa, what brought about the miracle. If there was any der cheretz, right? And that's really what it says in the pasuk. Toivo oretz, the Rabbi Yishim said it's good, so what do you say? And the answer is, you know better. You know better, you see. You know what an apikairis, Rabbi Yisai? An apikairis means that you don't believe in Hashem? Oh, no, no. An apikairis could start when you know better. Meisha Rabbeinu, you hear? Instead of saying whatever Meisha Rabbeinu does or whatever he did, no. You know, probably you know better. You understand better. That's called Rabbi Yisai Ulsa apikursus, you see? When the Rabbeinu Shalom tells you Teiva Aretz Me'ed Me'ed, and Meisha Rabbeinu tells you Teiva Aretz Me'ed Me'ed, and he sends you Miraglim, yeah? I've told you in the Shmuyis on the Miraglim that the inyan of the Miraglim was they lacked anova, they lacked humility. We spoke about this. Right? Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Knan, Achna. We spoke from Chassidus HaTorah that when you don't have the proper Achna, then you see it the way you want to see it. You know where the Shroshim, you know where the subtle beginnings of that start? When Ketanim push Skenim. That's how it starts. When the Ketanim push Skenim, the next step is Meraglim, the next step is Eicha Es Levadi Moshe Rabbeinu, also have a... Where did I get all this from? I'll tell you right now. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yutes, that one of the reasons for the Churban is Shehayu Mashvim Katan V'Kegavim. They made a Shivui, a Katan V'Kegavim. And the Mefarshim ponder what it means. And Pasha Pshat, according to most Mefarshim, means the Katan was called the Gavim, the Gavim was called the Katan. It's a Shavit. He says that, yeah, but he says that, and this guy... And when you break down in society, Yudayilim and Ketanim, and that barrier gets broken down, the next step is there's no Das Teva, there's no Kavod Chachamim. The Mela, the next step is Vatikin of Alai Kulch and Bervuvya Ketanim. Ketanim are pushing the Skenim away. And guess what happens? Meraglim happens. And guess what happens? Eicha, that's what happens. There's a Meridik of Kliyakar. Kliyakar says, you hear Rabbi say, the Kliyakar says, but if you look at Rashi, Rashi didn't say that this was no good. Rashi says that Matan Torah, that was good. So it would seem Matan Torah was good, and this is no good, and Rashi's trying to show you the contrast. The Kliyakar says, Fakir, the contrast is exactly what's no good. You know, sometimes people have their cheretz when it's not really important to them. For example, you don't care if that guy sits in your seat. You don't care. So you're very nice. You come sit, down. I give you this. You don't really care. Deep down, it doesn't make a difference to you. Let's see what happens when it's something that does make a difference to you. Then all the derech cheretz comes and goes out the window, right? They had their cheretz when it came to Matan Torah, says the Kliyakar. So someone would come and say, well, they have their cheretz. Let's see what happens by the Meraglim where they wanted something. There was no derech cheretz. So it means there's really no derech cheretz. But what is this? By Matan Torah, you didn't care that much. Could you imagine an aliyah? You know, when you see sometimes in certain shuls, they'll kill for an aliyah. And in certain shuls, they couldn't care less. They couldn't care less. Okay, give the guy 20 aliyahs. They don't care. So you can come and say, very nice, that they're such kind people, look how they don't care. And let's see if you take away $10 from them, what happens? Well, there they care. So it's not the fact that they're just very kind and giving. It's that the aliyah doesn't mean much to them. The Kliyaka says that sometimes derech eretz is a sign that you don't really care so much. You know, it's interesting. One of the things that the Churban was based on, Shalei Baruchu Batayri Tchila. The Gemara tells us, Mar Nedarim, Mar Bar Mitzia, Pehei, Pehei, and the Sanhedrin, and Bar Mitzia, and Nedarim. And the Rishayim, the Ran, brings from Rabbeinu Yoina, the Torah wasn't chashim by them. They weren't makshiv Torah, right? So it's interesting, right? Tell me, did they treat their friends properly? No, there was sinas chinam. Huh? Were they makshiv Torah? No, because if they were makshiv Torah, they would have made birchas at Torah. Isn't it interesting that here Rashi's telling us that when it came to Torah, there was derech eretz because there was no real covet for the Torah. They didn't really care that much. And when it came to what they wanted for themselves, here, take the Meraglim, the Medrash says, the Zohar tells us, that you know why they did this whole thing? They were afraid they were going to lose their job. Could you imagine giving up all of Klal Yisrael just for the sake of keeping your job? Could you imagine stepping over everybody just to keep your job? You understand what... They were ready to sell Klal Yisrael. And again, I don't know how to say it, because we're no, you know, they're much bigger people than we'll ever be, and it's very hard to talk about chatoim of the people in the Teirak Deisha. But that's what the Zohar tells us, that their kavana was they were afraid they were going to lose their job. It's Mefurish Zohar, it's Mefurish Medrash and Chazal. So what? They didn't understand the consequence that they're selling Klal Yisrael for that. They didn't understand what they were doing. You see a tremendous lesson. The mitzvah of the person is the shayrish v'gayrim to all the big affairs that cause churban. They weren't machshiv Torah. They were learning. They weren't doing averis. So what was lacking? Something on the inside. Yeah. They weren't mechabed. There was sinas chinam, yeah? You think there was mamish outright sinas chinam? I don't know. It doesn't say that they had tremendous sinas chinam, what they did bad to their friends. Maybe if we could search a chazal. But we have a chazal that they were meshavet katan kegadol. Meshavet katan kegadol, Rabbi Yisai, is just a midas thing. It's just lack of derech eretz. Churban begins with lack of midas, which brings about afterwards big averis, which bring about churban habayis. And this, Rabbi Yisai, is what Moshe Rabbeinu was already telling them. Eicha, I saw this. Where did I see this? Take a look how you treated. Look how you were fighting. The fighting in the Midbar, we knew, is going to result with Eicha, Eicha, Eicha. It is going to be Eicha. The lesson, Rabbi Yisai, is quite obvious. The person must analyze where the midas I went wrong. Because once you know where the midas went wrong, then we could talk about what the churban for today is. Because like I tell you from the Rambam, we must understand how our maisim are the same as the maisim of yesteryear. Yeah. You know, externally we look good. We look very good. We learn and we daven. And we're from maybe more than they were hundreds of years ago. Many, much more. In many ways, the zehirut in the dinim, in the diktuk halacha, I mean, it's unbelievable if you think about it. Where, what generation do we have such a diktuk halacha? So what happened? And the answer is, undetected, bid midas min ha-shayrish. Certain things are missing min ha-shayrish. You could try to cover it up. Amel of Doris, the Rishayim say that no one was able to figure it out. You see from the Gemara. Shal Chachamim, Shal Nevi'im. No one could figure it out. Why? It was deep. It was something very deep. If you look, part of the Haftarah for Tisha B'Av in the morning is Amel of the Aretz. But before we get to Amel of the Aretz, there's a whole introduction how Limdu L'Shaynam, Chetz, Mirma, falsity. The tongue was false. What does that mean? You couldn't figure it out. They talked to each other in a way that everybody was friendly. But it says clearly, it was each person didn't trust the other person. It was hidden. It was something detecting that inside was not right. On the outside, it looked very good. It's a beforish. It's mamash before. If you bring me, you know what? Bring me any siddur that has the haftarah. Bring me the haftarah from Tisha B'Av. I want to show you the pesukim. You bring me the haftarah. You have a maybe an art school siddur, huh? For Yirmiyah, no. You need haftarah for Tisha B'Av morning. You're not going to have it. I don't know if it's in there. I checked once. If it's, let me see if they have it again. Shavuos, Chol Hamoed, Esther, V'Hel. I don't think it's in here. Shabbos Hagadol, Shchedi. You're not going to have it again. Pesach, Tisha B'Av. Oh, here it is. Okay, you have it. Okay, right here. Oh, I have a second. Tisha B'Av. Okay, ready? Here. Yeah. It says clearly. Vayadrichus l'shainim kashtum sheker. V'loy le'emuna gavru ba'aretz. Yeah. Ishmer yehu shameiru la'kol ach al tivtachu. Ki kol ach akav yakav v'charei arach v'yalich. There was a lack of trust between person to person. V'ishbereyehu haseilu v'emes lo yidaberu. You see? They didn't speak the truth. You talk to a guy, he was your best friend. Behind his back. Yeah? Limdu l'sheinim da'besheker. The whole haftarah is this. Yeah? Shivtecha b'seich mirma. B'mirma me'anu das oisinu ma'ashem. Says the Rebbeinu Shalom, because of this mirma, they didn't know me either. You know what the Navi's trying to say? To detect the bad midah of no one was able to have trust, what that caused me anu dasoisi. Lachen koyama Hashem so he needs tzarfum ubechantim. I'm going to have to clean them. Bechantim, I'm going to have to purify them. Ki eich esem ne basami. Chet shachot l'shayna mirma diberu. He says clearly, b'fiv shalom esreyu yidaber. He spoke very peaceful about his friend. I'm opening the psukim. The psukim are considered halela loyefkabam no mashem. So Rabbi Yishim says, you know, there was a churban abayis, but where was the shayrish of it? There was something dishonest. And klapi chutz, you couldn't tell anything. Fakir, the way they spoke outwardly, beautiful. Yeah. B'fiv shalom esreyu yidaber. Best friends on the inside. Zaktu Rabbeinu Shlailam. That inside means you don't have kavanat Torah either. Notice that the next thing is what? Alma of the Aretz. Why? Because Al Azum is Teirasi Asher Nesati V'lifneihem. Kavanat Torah. You see? The shayrish of the midah of kavod, of respecting a friend, respecting a Rebbe. Eicha, you didn't respect the Rebbe. You talked about Ben Amram. Vatikin of Alay Kulchan, you didn't respect the elders. What does that bring? Raglim, churban. There's a breakdown in kavod, kavod harabim, kavod atzibur, kavod chaverim, kavod rabeim. The next step is... Kavod Hashem. That's what happens. See, Rabbeis, it's mefurish. Mamesh mefurish. I can't tell you how the Navi, the Tanakh, is clear. It's clear. Me'anu dasaisi. That's what happened. And the pasuk doesn't stop with the way they spoke. And but inside it was no good. The friend, the ava, the sinas chinam, the hishra cut and kegadol, lack of derech eretz. The meila, it led to churban habayis. But you say this we have to work on very important in these days. Hashem, learning the davening, we're doing good, more or less. I mean, Abad, we always need chizuk in these inyanim. But we have to be mevaker. A person has to test and be ma'ayin. Where's he really holding? Does he really respect people? Does he really respect Tamid Chacham? Does he really respect Teira? Inwardly is one thing, and outwardly is a whole different thing. This is what the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Alma of the Haaretz. Shh. Okay, what we're going to do is stop now, and then we'll do Tisha B'Av. I want to do separately.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.